Mahabharat, Chapter 27, Part 2. Bhima meets Hanuman. Then Bhima heard a loud noise just ahead of him. The sound echoed all around the mountain and made Bhima's hair stand on end. He ran forward to see what could have made such a noise, and Bhima found a huge monkey lying across the path. He was lashing the ground with his long tail and making the earth tremble. The monkey was effulgent and resembled a blazing hill of copper. He had broad shoulders and a slender waist. His face shone like the full moon, and behind his thin lips, Bhima could see sharp pearl-white teeth. Seeing him obstructing his path like a hill, Bhima roared at him. The monkey, however, did not seem impressed. He slowly opened his reddish eyes and looked lazily at Bhima. "Why have you awakened me? I am ill, and I deserve your kindness. Indeed, as a human, you should know the codes of religion. Thus you should show kindness to all lower creatures. O hero, it seems you do not know what is virtue because you have come here forcefully. You have destroyed animals on your way. Who are you? Where are you going? Don't you know that you cannot proceed any further? This path leads to heaven, and human beings cannot access it. Only those who are successful in ascetic practices can go to the celestial regions. Therefore, give up your quest. Turn back. Otherwise, rest here for a while and partake of the sweet fruits and cool water. O foremost of men, do not try to force your way past and thus wind up dying for nothing." Intrigued, Bhima responded politely, "Who are you, O respectable one? Why are you in this form of a monkey? I myself belong to the royal order. I am a descendant of Kuru and the son of King Pandu. I was born in the Lunar Dynasty from the union of Kunti and Vayu. My name is Bhima. I am simply a monkey, but I shall not allow you to pass. Turn back now. Do not meet with destruction." Bhima felt his anger rising. "Who was this ape?" "Oh, monkey, I did not ask that you give me permission, nor am I interested to hear your thoughts about my destruction. Stand aside. Do not experience grief at my hands." The monkey, still speaking in a lazy voice, said, "I am ill. I cannot move. If you must pass over me, then step over this body of mine." Bhima shook his head. "How can I step over you when I know that the all-pervading Supersoul, the Lord of all, Krishna, resides in your heart, as he does in the hearts of every being? I cannot disregard him." Bhima looked closely at the monkey, and he remembered the great Hanuman, Lord Ram's devoted servant. Could this be him? But that monkey had lived in a past long ago. How could Hanuman still be alive? That would mean He was now almost 1 million years old. No, it was impossible. Bhima continued. Had I not been aware of the Super Soul, I would have leapt over you as well as the entire mountain, even as the great Hanuman leapt across the ocean. The monkey turned toward Bhima and opened his eyes wide. Who is this Hanuman who leapt over the ocean? Tell me if you can. Bhima said, He was my brother, begotten by the wind god, and endowed with intelligence and strength. He was the best of monkeys, and he is celebrated forever in the scripture, Ramayana. For the sake of Ram's wife, Sita, Hanuman leapt 100 yojanas over the sea to Lanka. I am equal to him in strength and prowess. I am thus able to chastise you. Arise, O monkey, and give way. Otherwise, I shall send you to Yamaraja's abode. The monkey remained calm. I have grown old and cannot move. Please move my tail and make your way past. Bhima moved toward the monkey. This was surely not Hanuman, for Hanuman's power was limitless. This monkey was simply some insolent and powerless being who deserved to be punished for obstructing his path and refusing to move. Perhaps this monkey was even a Rakshasa, assuming a disguise and waiting for a chance to attack. Bhima decided to take him by the tail and whirl him around until he died. The Pandava bent over and carelessly took hold of the monkey's tail with his left hand. To his surprise, he found that he could not budge the tail at all. Now placing both hands firmly around the monkey's tail, Bhima pulled harder, but still it could not be moved. Bhima then struggled with all his strength. His face was contracted. He was covered with perspiration, and his eyes rolled. Despite all his efforts, however, Bhima could not shift the tail 1 inch. The Pandava realized this was not an ordinary monkey, or even a demon as he had supposed. Bowing his head in shame, he stood before the creature with joined palms and said, Forgive me, sir, my harsh words. Are you a Siddha, a Gandharva? Are you a demigod? I am curious. Who are you in the shape of a monkey? I seek your refuge and ask you in the mood of a disciple. If it is no secret, then be pleased to tell me. The monkey then sat up. O chastiser of enemies, as you are curious, I shall tell you. Know me to be the son of that life of the universe, Vayu, born in the womb of Keshari. I am the monkey named Hanuman, whom you mentioned earlier. As Bhima listened in amazement, Hanuman told him in brief the famous history of the Ramayana, which the Pandava already well knew. When Hanuman finished speaking, tears fell from Bhima's eyes, and he fell to the ground to offer obeisances. Rising up again, he spoke joyfully to the monkey chief. No one is more fortunate than me, for I have seen my famous and powerful brother. O great one, I have only one desire. Please show me the form with which you jumped over the ocean. I shall then have full faith in your words. Hanuman then replied, That form cannot be seen by you or anyone else. When I crossed over the ocean, things were quite different than what they are now. It was a different age and everything was greater. Now that Kali Yuga is about to begin, all things have diminished. I can no longer display that gigantic form, because every being, everything must obey the dictates of time. And I am no exception. Therefore, please do not ask me to reveal that form. Hearing Hanuman speak, Bhima became curious to learn more from his ancient brother. Please tell me, O Hanuman, what are the different manners and customs of each age? You have been alive almost since the first age. How have people pursued religion, economic development, pleasure, and liberation in each of the yugas? Hanuman began with the Satya Yuga. At that time, every living being was self-realized and devoted to the Supreme Lord's service. But with the onset of each successive age, however, everything diminished and became more degraded. Virtue, which was fully manifest in the first age, was diminished by a quarter in each successive age. By now, Hanuman explained, virtue and religion were three quarters lost. By the end of Kali Yuga, it will have disappeared entirely. Hanuman then concluded, As the ages progress and virtue diminishes, so the nature and abilities of men undergo diminishment. Everything thus becomes inauspicious. Why, even the performance of religious acts in the last age produces contrary results. How then can I show you the form with which I crossed over that great ocean? And even if I could, why should a wise man such as yourself ask to see something so unnecessary? Bhima was insistent, however. He sensed that Hanuman was able to show his most powerful form, despite his reluctance. The Pandava greatly desired to see it, and he declared that he would not leave until he was satisfied. At last, the monkey chief relented. Telling Bhima to stand back, Hanuman rose up from his resting place and expanded his body to massive proportions. He covered all sides and towered above Bhima, looking like a second Vindhya mountain. In a voice which resounded through the forest, he spoke to the awestruck Pandava. O Bhima, this is the extent to which you are able to see my form. I could go on expanding myself almost without limit. My size and power increase amid foes according to their strength. Ram's devoted servants can never be overcome by any enemy. Bhima felt his hair standing erect. Dropping to his knees, Bhima said, O Lord, O greatly mighty one, I have seen your form to my satisfaction. You resemble the Mainaka mountain. As you are able to show such power, how was it that Ram had to exert himself to fight with Ravan? Why, with you by his side, What need was there for him to do battle with the Rakshasas? It seems to me that you could have immediately and single-handedly crushed Lanka with all of its warriors, elephants, and chariots. Hanuman then returned to his normal size and replied solemnly, O mighty armed descendant of Bharat, it is exactly as you say. That wretch Ravan was no match for me. But if I had slain him, then the glory of Dasharatha's son would have been obscured. By killing the king of the demons and rescuing Sita, my lord Ram has established his fame and glory among men. Hanuman then told Bhima to go back to his brothers. Bhima explained that he first had to find the source of the thousand-petaled lotuses, and Hanuman showed him the way to the forest where they grew. This is the path which leads to the wonderfully beautiful region. It is known as Alaka, in the forest known as Saundika. It means full of fragrance. The forest is known as Saugandika because of its abundance of lotus flowers. And there you will see Kubera's gardens, which are guarded by the Yakshas and Rakshasas. They lie there in a great lake. There are where the flowers that you seek for your wife. Hanuman came forward and embraced Bhima with affection. He briefly instructed him in the science of kinship and then said, O Bhima, having once again come in contact with a human, I have felt in my mind the presence of my Lord Ram, who is Lord Vishnu incarnate. Lord Ram blazes like the sun is to the lotus. Therefore, I wish to give you a boon. Ask of me whatever you desire. If you wish, I shall go to Hastinapur and kill Dhritarashtra's insignificant sons and grind their city to powder. Or if you like, I can bind Duryodhan and bring him here. Tell me, what can I do for you? Bhima replied that he felt assured of success if Hanuman would simply lend his support and blessings. Why, just his presence on the battlefield would guarantee victory. Hanuman replied, When you rush forward for the fight, sending forth lion-like roars, I will add my roars to yours. Remaining on the flagstaff of Arjuna's chariot, I will strike fear into the hearts of your foes by my terrific yells. After embracing his brother one more time, Hanuman told him to depart for Saugandika. Seeing the sparkle in Bhima's impetuous eyes, as Bhima made ready to leave, Hanuman held him by the arms and said, My child, do not take the flowers by force. The celestials should always be respected. In this way, they will bestow their blessings upon you. As a Kshatriya, you should perform your duty to protect other living beings. You should do so humbly and keep your passions under control. Go now in peace. I bid you farewell. Thus ends the narration of the Mahabharata, Chapter 27, Part 2. Hanuman meets Bhima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.